The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Sinead Ryan, happy Christmas.
I'm sorry, my apologies.
Well, who are you apologising to? Do you mind? The listeners to this show are absolutely ecstatic now that they've heard their first Christmas song of the year.
I'm sure they are. Please don't blame me. Kieran, play that.
Well, the reason I played it is because, Sinead, it is 91 short days until the big day.
I know. 12 weeks.
Or, as somebody here put it, Sinead, more importantly, from the point of view of this conversation, two paychecks. If you've already been paid for September, and lots of people will have, or they might be tomorrow, the final Friday, then you've only got October and November left to squirrel money away.
That's it. Listen, it gets closer and quicker every single year. I'm convinced of it. We're not even at Halloween yet, and here we are talking about the C word before the month begins with the D. But you're right, Kieran, we have to plan and we have to get ahead, and the early bird gets the Christmas worm.
All right. OK, so where do we start in terms of planning? What can people do today?
OK, well, I'm known in my family as List Lady, so I've already have my list of lists that I am making around this period. So there's a couple of things that we can do. And all of this is about planning and about getting ahead, because the stress of that time of year is just horrendous. From who's coming around, how are we going to pay for it all? What are we getting? Where are we going? So I like that list. It gives me a sense of control. I've one for the food that I'm going to need around the time, one for gifts, and then one for dates and like a calendar where I have to be somewhere or do something. And it's all on my phone. It's a bit nerdy. I have it color coded. But what it means is that I have a list already of purchases that I need to make. And as I make them over the next number of weeks and months, I'll then code them a different color and it's done. It's gone, forgotten, finished. And that's really important, because it just makes me feel a lot better to know that so-and-so's present is in the bag. It also stops me forgetting who I've bought for, because I've learned that the hard way and you end up buying two things for the same person.
Okay, so the list will ensure that you are where you're meant to be, as you say, and that you make sure that everyone has something on the day or over the days beyond what Santa's going to be bringing little boys and girls.
Of course.
What about the fact that lots of people will go into Christmas with the sole aim of getting through it and getting into January without being in too much debt? They don't want to overspend because, you know, January is miserable enough without having credit card debt and things hanging over you.
Indeed it is. And we've just been through the other most expensive time of the year when people get into debt. And that's the back to school time when people are spending money on their kids. So I think not getting into debt at Christmas is a really, really important thing. Now, look, it's unavoidable for some, in some cases, for some people. But there are a couple of things that you can kind of do right now to make sure. Yes, it's only two paychecks away, but you can certainly divert some of those paychecks into a Christmas fund or a Christmas vault or an account where you can use it for that. I think probably the biggest thing we can do is to make a decision, actually, not to stack up micro debts. And, you know, these have just taken off. I'm talking about things like Klarna, things like Amazon Pay, things like Hum, just those kind of, it's fine when you're buying a big piece of furniture, but like people are buying their lunch now on buy now, pay later. And that's just a really dangerous thing, because when January hits, because you get interest free maybe for 3 months, January hits, all these debts stack up and now you're in trouble. So if you can avoid doing stuff like that, I think it's a really, really good plan. So it's about realistically working out what you need to spend versus what you would like to spend between now and Christmas. And a big part of that is deciding what you're going to do, where you're going to go, what you're going to wear, how you're going to get there. I know it sounds like tedious to be thinking about that element, Rob, then, what am I going to drink?
Yeah.
But actually, it can be really important and it can help you curtail some of those activities or cut back a little bit on how you approach them.
Okay, so planning with regard to the list and with regard to the money. And what about the reality then, Sinead, that what will worry a lot of people is that they're also entering into a very expensive period in terms of energy prices. They're worried about the gas and electricity bills they're going to be paying.
Yeah, and they're right. because from the 1st of October, the carbon tax goes on, fuel costs are going to go up at the petrol pumps, and undoubtedly you are going to start getting now notifications in the newspapers and on shows like The Hard Shoulder to say that so-and-so has put up their energy prices and they're going to be increasing. This is also the biggest pull on energy around this time of year. So people just need to be very mindful that energy is going to cost more. Your electricity and gas is going to be up through no fault of your own, actually, a lot of the time. It's because of external circumstances. Yeah. So planning around that, I mean, there's very little stuff we can do about oil prices or the big global stuff, Kieran. But I'll tell you what we can do. We can make sure, for instance, that the boiler is lagged. We can make sure that our freezer is cleared out and ready to go. We can make sure our pipes are flushed through, our radiators are bled. Little micro things that actually can make a massive difference. Okay. Even things like draft excluders. They're a huge help when the bills come in.
Sinead Ryan, happy Christmas.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.